Well, our slightly drier weather pattern has moved in and is evolving now. Still had some downpours yesterday, but they did end up already pushing south of Jacksonville, the heaviest rain. Now, we did get rain into Duval County and much of Jacksonville, but the amounts were much, much lighter than previous days. But over parts of central and southern St. John's County, we still had amounts of as much as 1 to 2 inches in an area that's, of course, like many other spots, have had a lot of rain already. So we're seeing this progression, this push to the south of the deepest atmospheric moisture, or the higher humidity, in other words, and that means the rain gets pushed south too. Doesn't make us completely dry, but it's at least drier, and in some cases a good deal drier. And the more inland you are over the next few days, the better your chance to stay dry. So west of Highway 301, for example, especially western Nassau, far western Duval, Baker County, you get a shot at less rainfall. Closer to I-95 and the beaches, as winds start to come in off the Atlantic, we're still going to have some rain to deal with. In fact, we'll have what we call streamers coming in off the Atlantic every once in a while, and they're relatively narrow bands of rain that, however, can also be rather persistent and can be quite heavy, especially this time of year. When the wind blows off the Atlantic, the water is still very warm, of course. It really can hold a lot of moisture, and it can result in some local downpours. So it's not the widespread, heavy rain that we've experienced frequently over the last few weeks, but it still is potentially wet at points and at certain times, and there'll also be plenty of dry hours, a mix of clouds and sun. The temperature's not as hot overall because the winds are blowing off water that's about 85 or 86, which is warm, but it keeps our temperatures mostly in the 80s for highs versus the 90 plus that we've had for a while. In fact, our First Alert 5-day and First Alert 7-day forecast does not have a 90-degree temperature in it, and that's the first time I've been able to say that since back in May. So we're headed the right direction, folks. Now, with that extra breeze coming in off the Atlantic, there will be an elevated rip current risk at our area beaches that will likely last through the weekend, so be extra careful with swimming and surfing with a buddy. And again, lifeguards fewer and far between this time of year, so boy, use caution. And we unfortunately had a rip current death in St. Simon's Island on Sunday, a prominent Georgia lawyer. So you really have to be careful at water. It looks tame, appears tame. It can be rough out there, and we're going to have that pattern through the weekend. And speaking of which, on the weekend, Jags Sunday, first home game of the season. It's the home opener, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Hey, they gave us hope last weekend. Let's face it, they should have beaten the Commanders, and now we have the Colts coming to town, who are coming off that heartbreaking tie to start the. You know, the AFC South, the leading team right now is 0-0-1. That's who leads the division. We can improve upon that. The Jags with that 1 o'clock kickoff, partly cloudy skies, and east to northeasterly breeze at about 10 miles per hour. Not particularly strong, but a little bit of a crosswind looking toward the north goalposts. And there is a chance of a shower, too, perhaps moving in off the Atlantic. It doesn't look to be significant rainfall and pretty hit and miss at this point. We'll keep you updated. It will be warm, and it'll be into the mid-80s, and it always feels even warmer when you're sitting in those seats at TIAA Bank Field and, of course, on the field for the players. In the tropics, we continue to track a couple of tropical waves. One in particular has been quite prominent. It's rather large over the central Atlantic. It's headed west-northwestbound, and it'll be approaching the northeastern Caribbean by the end of the week by about Friday. Forecast models are at odds with this wave as to how much it might develop and exactly where it might go. But overall, the conditions are marginal for development. There's quite a bit of dry air in particular, but there's also a zone of shear that this wave is going to have to traverse over the next few days. And until and unless it gets out of that environment, any appreciable organization or anything long-lasting or significant anyway doesn't appear to be in the offing. Having said that, the disturbance, the wave, will be not too far from Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands by Friday and Saturday, likely producing some heavy rain and a few gusts of wind. And beyond that, it's kind of a curious wave to watch. If it gets into a more favorable position, we could see some strengthening next week, but a lot of it will come down to exactly how much land interaction there is or isn't and where exactly the system might be. So still early in the game on this one. It's really the only game in town, so to speak, for the Atlantic Basin. Now, the East Atlantic, a different story. We have a developing tropical system right off the coast of Mexico that will be bringing heavy rain to the west coast of Mexico. That's not an Atlantic problem, certainly not a problem here at home. And the West Pacific is quite active with multiple tropical storms and typhoons, one of which is impacting China over the next couple of days, and another one that by the weekend may be affecting mainland Japan, some of the main island of Japan. can by the time we get to Saturday and Sunday. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.